Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
All right, guys, it's the new year, and we all know what that means. As uncool as it is to say make a resolution, the reality is the word resolution means you make a decision and you resolve about it. What could you be more resolved about other than your health? So, look, as I said, it's the new year. I'm offering a huge special. I'm slashing the price on my app for a limited time. It's $69 for an entire year. You get my entire DVD library to stream on any of your devices, any place, anytime, anywhere. You get Body Shred, you get Body Revolution, you get customized meal plans, access to thousands of recipes, and you can tell me if you want to cook for 10 or if you want to cook for just one. If you're vegan, paleo, omnivore, pescatarian, I will customize every single recipe just for you, including your fitness. No matter what your fitness goal, no matter where you're starting from, I can create a workout for you on the spot. You can choose any one of the programs in the app, from prenatal, postnatal, bridal boot camps, ab programs, booty programs, total body, weight loss, muscle gain, gym workouts. Whatever you need, I've got it in that app, on top of community forums, support, and coaching from me. So you know what? Check it out. Try it for 7 days. If you don't like it, cancel. You pay nothing. If you do like it, it's about $1.30 a week for the entire year. Just go to jillianmichaels.com now and check it out.
How's everyone?
This person is doing very well today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What do you mean this person?
This person?
What do you mean this person?
Well, how's that person doing?
That person,
Boy.
I'm awesome.
Oh, man.
You know, another day, another battle.
Careful, squad. Careful.
And the person in the middle?
The person in the middle is stable, which is all the person in the middle can ask for. How's the person in the engineering booth?
I'm doing really well.
Oh, well, fuck you, Jake. All right.
And hopefully the person listening to the show is doing well. All right. I feel, honest to God, like there's going to be an elephant in the room unless I address everything that's going on in the media. I feel like I should address it, and I should speak on the original subject matter that was of concern to me. Yeah. So, oh my gosh. So I'm talking about all, of course, the drama in the news surrounding me / Lizzo. Like, I have read every headline from
my beef with Lizzo, where I've repeatedly said, by the way, I have no beef with Lizzo, that Lizzo didn't invite any of this. I have read that I express concern about her health, and then I've read another headline that I'm fat shaming her. I've read that she's twerking because of me, despite the fact that she's been twerking for her entire adult career, irregardless of if I exist or don't. Like, you really, when it comes to the media, like, you've got to be real careful of the headlines and do your homework. And I say this only because we're going into an election. So now I'm starting to think to myself, like, I'm irrelevant, but my God, like, do you see this stuff? And don't, if you're not going to read the article, like, then throw it away. Because you have to have the information. And by the way, the article might not even be complete. Look at all the sources and make a decision for yourself. So what happened, and this is something that we have talked about on the show a little bit, was I'd been asked when I was doing the cover of Women's Health for January about The Biggest Loser coming back. And I was like, look, I don't see it working nowadays. I think it's just a very different time, you know, but I think that now it will absolutely be called fat shaming. I don't even think it would get a chance to even get traction. Could be wrong, right? And then we got into that, and I said, she's like, follow the body positivity movement. The woman interviewing me, and I said, look, I think things have gotten really extreme to a point that it's starting to become scary when we're glamorizing obesity or we're simply denying the medical facts that it kills people, right? So that, which was so shocking to me, was a scandal. Everybody was pissed, or whoever, you know, the outrage society. I shouldn't say everybody, the very loud and angry minority or anything that creates clickbait. And I was like, really? That's a headline that I think we... And in the article, like verbatim, I was like, everybody should be included. Everybody should feel worthy. Everybody's deserving. This is all so important. But when it crosses over to this place where we're denying or the dangers and we're glamorizing obesity, that's of concern. Let me reiterate the fact that I've been passionate about this since I was 17 years old. I'm a far cry from 17 years old. I owned a sports medicine facility. I have 4 fitness certifications. I do continuing education for other trainers. I am a certified nutritionist. I have written 8 New York Times best-selling books with the appropriate doctors based on the subject matter for each book. I've backed up every book. Nothing in any one of my books has ever been contested. It's all backed by science. Every study is cited. It's all been anointed by the appropriate medical professional or scientist. It's just... fact.
Yeah.
It's a fact. If we want to deny that obesity is one of the top contributors to diabetes, cancer, heart disease, or any other horrific condition, I mean, like, you're just denying, it's like saying the earth is flat.
Yeah.
If you want to deny that being vegan, you could run the risk of certain nutrient deficiencies, it's, again, we're at the, you're saying the earth is flat. I'm arguing with, like, flat earthers.
Yeah.
So the second part of my conversation is this stuff, guys, is scientific fact. When someone's like, oh, well, that's your take. I'm like, okay. Calorie counting isn't my take. It's a scientific law. So a theory. And I'm not trying to sound holier than thou. I'm just frustrated, and I'm trying to contain my frustration because – scientific law is proven, right? So there's theory and then there's law, fact, proven, scientific law. The law of thermodynamics states that energy isn't created or destroyed in a vacuum. Calories are units of energy, right? We get those calories from our food. So fat is simply stored energy, calories that did not get utilized. So they're stored energy, right? So the energy isn't created in a vacuum, meaning it doesn't magically appear in your body because you have something wrong with you. We ate more calories than our bodies burned. Your body may burn less than another person's body, but it's still the same science, right? Destroyed in a vacuum, metabolizing the stored energy. In order to do so, you've got to create an energy call that releases a hormone that breaks down the fat molecule, and we exhale it through carbon, we excrete it through water, Not a lot. Most of it's exhaled because we break down these molecules and not created, not destroyed in a vacuum, meaning you got to eat less food so we don't add energy that doesn't get metabolized. You got to move more so we break down these molecules and get rid of the stored fat, right? Okay. It's not a take. It's science. Now, we could get into a debate about the quality of your food and your health. Oh, the sirtuin diet, which is like, oh, these foods that boost brain activity and have these sirtuins, like they're better. But by the way, have you looked at the diet? It's calorie restriction. Starts out at 1,000 calories, ends up at 1,500. It's just calorie restriction with superfoods. I can't argue with it. Green tea, red wine, chocolate, within 1,500 calories. Jeff, awesome. Have at it. Like, go ahead. It's not dangerous. You know what I mean? Like, you can say no carbs, no protein, no this, no that. I'm going to tell you, you run the risk of nutrient deficiencies. I'll have that argument all day long with you. But the science of weight loss, not the psychology of it, is calories in, calories out. It's not a take. Okay. When somebody, here's another one. When somebody is overweight, because they're eating so much food, just the byproduct of digestion. And what that means is getting the food from the outside world into your cells is a process called digestion. The byproduct of digestion, because you're breaking this food down, you're releasing a free radical. An electron gets loose basically and bangs around in your body and does a bunch of damage. That's what a free radical is. Okay, so that's why we encourage eating foods with antioxidants, because all this biochemistry basically means the byproduct of a lot of things, stress, intense exercise, eating too much will release free radicals. These guys do a lot of damage in the body. So just by the virtue of the fact that we're eating so much has a ton of oxidative stress, meaning releasing a bunch of free radicals, which do damage. By virtue of that fact alone, it's unhealthy. It's a fact, not a question. Don't need to be a doctor. It's biochemistry. Now, what happens over time? Will it manifest into diabetes, heart disease, cancer? Most likely, probably will. Science shows yes. Statistics are against you, okay? So don't deny fact because it makes you uncomfortable. Mm. And I get it. Like, these are inevitable, painful truths and realities, but by denying them, you are not making them go away. All you're allowing them to do is win. So when you turn around and you say, like, I love being overweight because it's so painful, right? I get it. It's painful. You have felt marginalized. You felt excluded. You felt bashed. I get it. But in an effort to say, like, you can't hurt me with this because I love it, all you're doing is hurting yourself. Mm. I got a message from some woman that was like, just some random lady on Instagram. And I swear to God, there's a picture of her, right, in a bra and underwear. And she goes, I got fat Jillian Michaels. Take that. I wanted to write her and go, I don't even know you. If you get sick, does it affect me? Like, when you pay for your medical bills, does it bankrupt me? If you die early, does it devastate me or my family? What are you doing? And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I get that this stuff is painful. I get it's uncomfortable. But denying it, you're only hurting yourself. And those of you out there who think that it's virtuous and think that it's noble on high to say, like, oh, no, I love that somebody is overweight. You're a liar. And you're not doing them any favors. And it isn't noble. You just want to be liked. Now, should you love that person? Yes. If you have a friend that smokes, do you say, like, yo, buddy, that's going to kill you?
All the time.
Right. Does it mean you don't love your friend?
Nope.
Does it mean you don't value your friend?
No.
Does it mean you think that they're not of worth, beautiful? No. You're like, hey, this will kill you. Same thing, guys. Same thing. And all, by the way, all the bashers that I saw out there, so many of them, fit people. Perez. I ripped him because I know that guy.
Yeah.
And he said the shittiest stuff. And I personally reached out and I was like, dude, how dare you? Aren't you the guy that lost a ton of weight? I'm like, you know better. You know that this is unhealthy. You of all people know better. And I was like, so the fact that you're lying, like, shame on you. You just want to be liked. You can't deny the science of it. You're not hurting anybody except yourself or your loved ones. Period. That's lesson number two. As for Lizzo, because she's such a massive pop star, I made the massive mistake of answering a question about her. And I was fucking tired. And it was like, the woman was like, you said on Wendy Williams, you don't celebrate obesity. And here are all these angry texts. This is before Lizzo even got brought up, right? Mm. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. It's scientific fact. It will kill you. You're not going to get me to say that I celebrate it. I don't celebrate it. I don't care how angry you want to get. I don't care what headlines it's going to make. When you go to the doctor with hundreds of people that you've worked with and you see the labs, like, healthy at any size? No. If you're overweight and working out and getting healthy, yes. Absolutely. Then you, like, we were able to turn stuff around for the contestants, but they were actively losing weight and engaging in healthy behaviors. So I'm not going to tell you that obesity is healthy. I won't do it. It's a lie. So then she asked me, she's like, oh, Lizzo and this and that. And I celebrate her being overweight. Don't you celebrate her being overweight? And I was like, no. Why does it matter? And by the way, I think this is the crux of it, is that the more you make it about somebody's body, be it thin, not thin, obese, you're never letting the narrative and the stigma go. You've got to celebrate the individual, and that's the point. And I was like, I don't care what size she is. And I don't know her. I don't care. I love her music. That's how I think of Lizzo. It's none of my business. Hence the reason I said, I don't understand why it matters. I celebrate her as an artist. I don't care. If you're asking me specifically, do I celebrate her being overweight? Of course not. Because I would never want her to get something like diabetes. And I went on to say, I would want to have her around a 90, not 60. And the same applies to everyone in our lives. So I should have said, the word I should have said in there was, I don't celebrate anyone being overweight. And unfortunately, I actually answered that question, which is not fair to Lizzo because she didn't deserve it. She wasn't in the room. So I meant everything I said. I regret that I allowed this to happen to her. She didn't ask for it. It's not her fight. She wasn't in the room. But you can't deny, and this is the part that I find so frustrating. I don't care how PC it is. I don't care what backlash. Denying this stuff, that it's dangerous, is like denying that smoking is dangerous. Mm. You can't do it. It doesn't mean we don't have Dove ads. It doesn't mean we don't have Nike ads with people that are heavier. We need that. That's super, super important. What you can't do is say, you know, this body positivity movement in some cases has crossed into, like, it doesn't matter if you're obese or overweight, they're like denying health ramifications. And then there, of course, all these articles started coming out about how women under 35 are afraid to say that they're on a diet. Because it's like they'll get, but like there's a whole article, I actually posted it after the Daily Mail went after me. I was like, wow, you just posted this article about how people are afraid to say the word diet. They're afraid to express that they want to lose weight. They're going after Adele because she did lose weight. Like, this is crazy. It's just scientific fact. It's just biology. It's just biochemistry. Take the value out of it. They're two separate narratives, guys. Two separate narratives. We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies. And that's why Ritual's founder is on a mission to reinvent the vitamin industry. Not only has Ritual obsessively researched each nutrient in their women's multivitamin, but they've also tested their formula. Science-backed isn't just a buzzword for them, it's the standard. Cindy has been loving Ritual for about a year because they've left out mystery additives, synthetic fillers, and shady extras that can be found in some traditional multivitamins. So she feels great about taking them. In fact, Ritual uses high-quality ingredients like vegan algal oil instead of fish oil, which comes from the fermentation of microalgae, a patented process that leaves minimal environmental contamination. Daily changes can lead to big results, so start small today. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Try it out, satisfaction guaranteed. Go to ritual.com/Jillian to start your Ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/Jillian. Sweaty Betty makes some of my favorite clothes to work out in, and their bum-sculpting power leggings are flat-out amazing. Because whether I'm on the treadmill or spinning or doing anything else, they fit perfectly and feel great. So if you're looking for the perfect multi-sport leggings, you gotta try them. They're really unlike any other leggings I've worn. They're sweat-wicking and quick-drying, so I don't look all sweaty, and they sculpt, stretch, and support me in all the right places. You know what I'm saying? Also, Sweaty Betty's power leggings have side and back pockets, and they're high-waisted with an adjustable cord so they stay in place no matter what I'm doing. They're Sweaty Betty's best-selling product, not surprising, with what the whole bum sculpting thing. I mean, make that better. Try them for yourself by clicking on the link in the show notes or heading to sweatybetty.com/Jillian and using the code Jillian for 20% off your order. That's sweatybetty.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian to get 20% off. sweatybetty.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian. Here's another one in the news. I can't even believe this one was news. Apparently, Dr. Oz said, you don't need breakfast.
Mm.
And everyone went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone.
Shocker.
Okay. You realize that he's actually, based on all the current science, he's actually right. So I want to address what he's saying, but then I want to explain how, or what I think he's saying. But then I want to explain how it could or could not apply to you. So intermittent fasting, when we're speaking of the 8-16 diet, which means you eat 8 hours of the day, you don't eat 16 hours of the day.
Mm-hmm.
There have been many medical studies that show it optimizes, and we've talked about this, and I've written about it before in my last book, The Six Keys, that it optimizes a body process called autophagy.
Which is the cleanup.
It's the cleanup. Thank you, G. Thank you, G.
Just trying to make it.
Glad you're paying attention.
He's translating.
He's so much paying attention around here. So, yeah, it's when your body culls dead senescent tissue, right? It'll recycle some of it. It'll get rid of some of it. It cleans house. Now, if we're eating proteins or carbohydrates, our nutrient sensing pathways go, oh, there's fuel, we got protein, we got carbs, and it will inhibit this autophagy process because your body's not going to go to that dead stuff because it's got new fuel it's got to deal with, and it's got to focus on doing that job of digestion instead of the job of autophagy. So not only is your body going, well, I don't need to dip into my reserve over here and break all this crap down, I got all this new stuff I got to deal with, it's taking your body's energy and putting it in the form into digestion, okay? So what happens is that the 16-hour window has shown to help with health conditions like diabetes, has helped to fight aging. It's not a diet. It's unless it's causing you to eat less because your window of food consumption is smaller, so you're not going back for the late night snack. Then you will lose weight because you are cutting calories without intentionally trying to do so, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's not wrong. Now, where this can go wrong for somebody is that if I get to hour 13, I am ready to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I need to eat. I am hungry. Well, I'm already really healthy. So what happens to me is my body will release a hormone called ghrelin, which is a hunger hormone, and a host of other things go on. And basically what happens is when you end up eating, your food will actually taste better, will look better, will smell better, and it can cause you to overeat because you're essentially overly hungry. And this is where I'm like, I know me. When I get to that 16-hour mark, it's going to make me eat more, which will be counterproductive.
Get your own salad.
Yep.
Don't share. Don't touch my food.
Not a chance. Hate that anyway, whether I made it to hour 16 or 13. So I know me. So that's why I personally say I do 12 hours. Occasionally I make it to 13, and it's good enough. So now you've got people that have learned to kind of cheat this. Like Jorge Cruz did a great book on this. And basically, you know, he's got this trick that he does where he takes fats, MCT with medium chain triglycerides, or what, MCT oils, all that crap. I've said that so well. I'm such a professional. What is
all
that medium
crap.
Chain triglycerides?
Yeah, that crap you take.
What's that stuff? I don't know, coconut fat stuff. Because believe it or not, that's actually not slowing the autophagy process. So they're saying, hey, we still get the benefit of the autophagy up to 16 hours, but you're not going to go nuts because you're so hungry because you've had the fat. For me, I get, now the only reason I don't do this is because I'm like, I don't want to add like 300, 400 calories of fat.
Right.
I don't want the extra calories. I want to take that window and do fiber nutrients personally. So I'm not bashing that one. I'm telling you that's what they're doing. They're right. Using healthy fats. If it works for you, awesome. It also kind of messes with my stomach. I just personally don't like it. But that's the science. So what I don't think is cool is when, let's say, someone like Dr. Oz says something and a bunch of people that are not an MD or don't work in the field of nutrition or they're not a registered dietitian, they don't like come out and bash them based on what? Your personal opinion?
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what's really interesting. So my father, 75-year-old man, he is healthy but has his ailments as a 75-year-old man. However, he is diabetic, and that was a result of other things in his life. But
he's type 2, obviously.
Type 2, yeah. One of the things that he has been able to learn and devise in working with his endocrinologist is that the intermittent fasting actually helps.
Yeah, the studies show it
does.
His
blood sugar numbers.
Yeah, of course, because he's not eating.
So he's now managed his diet in a way where probably eat his last meal 7:30 p.m.
Right.
And won't eat the next day till around 10. And you can literally see the less dosage he has to take due to the fact that he's stretching his meals. And I was like, you know, for me, so like when he told me, I was like, oh, cool. And we had talked about it before. So now I try to eat my last meal by 7:38, and I don't eat the next day until 10 o'clock. However, what I will do is if I'm going to go exercise, I will have I will have water with super greens or stuff in it that gives me a little bit of a...
If it's got any sugar in it, it's counterintuitive, though. But it doesn't matter. Yeah. May as well eat. Because if there's any carbohydrates or any protein, it's the only thing that will cheat that window is the fat.
Right.
I mean, it's in our book.
Yeah. For him, it works really well.
But that's the thing.
It works really, really well.
I mean, I can't deny the science. I did my homework. And then I'm telling you, and I even said, like, hey, this is what the science says. For me personally, I can't get to this window. This is how other people are getting to the 16-hour window. I don't do it because I don't want this. Here's all the information. Make your own decision.
Yeah.
But
for me, I have a hard time. If I'm going to go do a rigorous exercise, I can feel the energy depletion.
Of course. Like, and it's counterintuitive.
Like, I've tried it. Like, I'm like, let me go do this workout.
Yeah.
On an empty stomach versus a full stomach, and there is a big difference on my output.
Of course there is. And that's the reason that I've said for a really long time, like, hey, I know you think this might burn more fat, but it doesn't. You're burning less calories and you're potentially risking muscle tissue. Like, we've done a whole segment on that, because your body still needs glucose.
Right.
So it's going to pull it from your muscles where you've stored. You might not have blood sugar, but you'll have glycogen. Right. You'll have you'll have fuel stored in your muscles. You'll use that. If you run out of that, it still won't go to all fat. You could start to lose muscle tissue. So all it's going to do is compromise your workout intensity.
Correct.
Which will compromise your results.
Correct.
And that's, again, it's like just...
Yeah.
Sad. Like, I can't... And the part that was so kind of disturbing to me, and again, I don't want to bash anybody, but I'm like, hey, before you jump him, homework.
Yeah, well, and that seems to be the narrative in the world.
Oh my God.
Like, you can't say anything without people just taking.
Like Al Roker and Andy Cohen. I'm like, you guys don't know anything about this. Like, she bashed keto. You know nothing about this.
Yeah.
And then it's like Andy Cohen was just being a jerk because he's a jerk. But like Al Roker, I literally was like, Al, tell me something. Do you know anything about how this diet affects your cognitive function, your mood, your telomeres, how much oxidative stress it puts on the system, how, you know, like, how it's taxing your liver, like, no response.
No response. You know, actually, and to that point, because I know you won't even bring this up, but it is interesting how 12 months go by, and this time last year, the world was bashing you because you said keto isn't good for you or healthy or what have you, but now yet, the worst diet to be on published by everyone from U.S. News Health, World Report to you name it, every morning show, including the Today Show.
I know.
Is keto is keto. No bueno.
Keto, Dukan, so, Atkins, all same
I
thing.
I mean, yo, you got to just live your life 12 months at a time.
But, no, but here's what happens. I'm going to tell you what happens because I don't care what people think because I'm fact-based. That's just, that's our brand. I'll tell you the truth. You can disagree with me, but I'll tell you the truth. I won't say what you want to hear because it's trendy and I won't capitalize off a trend because believe me, there was a hell of a lot more money in the Jillian keto bar than the eat less, move more message that I can't control. So I'm the first one to say it. I'm the one that gets bashed all crap. And I got all the side notes, by the way, from all the other professionals that were like DMing me. Totally right. I'm like, you coward. Say something. Say something.
Everyone wants to be liked.
Everyone wants to be liked. No one wants to ruffle any feathers. And then it's like, oh, Jillian survived this. Okay. You know, I guess I'll say something. Just like, just like the Daily Mail, it was like, and they released a whole article about how, you know, has body positivity gone too far when people who are part of the movement deny the dangers of obesity, and then showed that researchers found that the majority of women under 35 are afraid to even say the word diet or even tell their friends if they want to drop a size or two. I'm like, really?
Well, there was that great article in Psychology Today that this guy, Gad Saad, who's a regular contributor on Rogan's podcast, and he was just like basically breaking it down, saying you can't say anything today, even if it's factual, where people won't rip you apart.
Yeah, because they don't like it. Yeah. But the thing is, before you take anything to heart now, just remember that everything is clickbait. Everyone's weighing in on everything. Do your own homework before you take it in and apply it. If you're going to throw it out, by all means, throw it out.
And maybe read more than just the headline.
Oh, God. Without support, goals can feel impossible. So no wonder only 8% of Americans stick with New Year's resolutions. I mean, the bottom line is we all need support to conquer challenges. So start 2020 off right with Talkspace. Talkspace Online Therapy will find you the perfect licensed therapist to be your dedicated support system. They have over 5,000 therapists trained in over 40 specialties. Match with a therapist suited to your needs and preferences and start messaging with them on day one. Learn stress management, communication skills, behavior hacks, and useful tips to help achieve your goals. Start 2020 off strong with Talkspace. It's the support you need to help achieve your goals at a price you can afford. And you get $100 off your first month when you use code Jillian when you sign up. Don't wait for another year to go by. No matter what 2019 was like, set yourself up for success in 2020. Match with your perfect therapist today at Talkspace.com or download the mobile app. And don't forget to use code Jillian for $100 off your first month. That's Talkspace.com, promo code Jillian. So we got a sponsor, guys. Screwball Whiskey. You guys, the peanut butter whiskey that you've heard me talking about. So they were so happy to find out that G and I have personal experience. I just drink them. And they sponsored a music festival called Tailgate Fest. So they were like, you guys run with the spot, do it all by yourself. Awesome, exciting. Cindy's idea was to open the bottle. They said, moi, star, ruler of the realm, and share it. I'm not sharing it. F you. You know what we should do, Jill? All share it. You share it.
Can you pour it?
I'm not sharing it. I'm going to read the part that's actually an ad. But you bitch!
You keep reading.
Ugh. So listen up. Screwball, the original and most awarded peanut butter whiskey, is now available nearly everywhere, apparently in my studio where I have to share it. At 70 proof, Screwball peanut butter whiskey is the perfect shot or the perfect addition to your favorite cocktail. By the way, it goes amazing with the little coffee if you're doing a nip in the mornings. Shame on you, Cindy. No, dude, give me back that. Pick it up at your local store or ask for it at your favorite bar or restaurant. Oh, here comes Jake to imbibe in my Screwball whiskey. Ready to hashtag get screwed? Go to screwballwhiskey.com for more info. By the way, that's screwball with a K, screwballwhiskey.com. Please drink responsibly, as in don't drink your friend's bottle of Screwball. Advertisement by Screwball Spirits, LLC, San Marcos, California whiskey with natural flavors and caramel color, 35% alcohol by volume.
Salud.
That was good.
That was really good, right? You want to introduce these Schminder dogs, or should I?
Well, I think this is a good news segment. At app form.
It's also, I think, forum. A private Facebook group, I'm realizing.
Okay. So these are our questions we get to other venues. Is that the correct?
Yeah, you can use
to
that.
Other media.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. From our app.
We're sharing the love.
In our Facebook
all right. So
page.
Hi, Jillian. I love the app. I started using it a year ago. It was working wonders. Found out in February 2019. I was pregnant. Congrats. Had the baby in September, and it's been a struggle. What advice do you have to get back into things, working out daily, eating right, while still trying to juggle mom duties? Her name's Amanda. Honestly, girl, like, you just had the whippersnapper. Even though you'll probably be listening to this sometime in February. It's January. I mean, I wrote a whole book on this, guys, called Yeah, Baby. It's about getting pregnant, having the healthiest pregnancy, and then managing the fourth trimester, right, which is that three-month period post-pregnancy. And I said a lot, like, yo, give it a minute. Like, it's crazy to me that women go through pregnancy, which is like, this has such a dramatic impact on you emotionally and physically. Takes your life, throws it up in the air, smashes it back down to the ground. Because literally, like, it will destroy your life as you know it. Not to say that you won't come back with a life that's more fulfilling. I'm just telling you, life as you know it is never the same. And you're adjusting. You're like, holy shit, I can't sleep. I'm so tired. You're like, you've got another human to take care of. You're, you know, if you have a significant other, you're going through changes probably there. Like, it's a lot. Just acknowledge that it's a lot. And there's a really great meme that talked about, like, you know, that we feel like, oh, sorry, nothing to see here. I'm going to clean up the mess. Going to get right on it. Going to get everything fixed up. It's like, dude, give it a minute.
Yeah.
And what I mean is, like, don't abandon your health regimen, but also don't feel like, what do I got to do? I got to get back. I'm so tired. How can I juggle it all? It's like, chill.
Mm.
Just had a baby. Your life is probably in a state of chaos. Your body is still in recovery mode, whether you guys like that word or not. It is.
Mm.
And you're probably breastfeeding. You're probably tired. If you're not breastfeeding, no shame in that either, by the way. Give it a sec. Like, what I would say right now is focus on adjusting to being a mommy. Yeah. What you can control is what you eat. Focus on that. Don't eat too much. Don't eat garbage. You know what I mean? Try to sleep whenever you can. Like, try to establish support systems. Try to get yourself and the baby into any kind of routine you can manage. Like, focus on that. And then as you begin to acclimate, you can gradually, like, walk with the baby in a stroller, put the baby in a little pack on your back and go for a hike. Like, while the baby's napping, throw on one of the postnatal app workouts on your TV. Like, squeeze in little bits of more activity here and there. But get rid of this notion that everything needs to happen right now.
Mm.
Right now, just rest. Adjust, like, chill, and read the book. Like, there's an app. Like, if you don't have the money for the book, like, you probably get a used copy on Amazon. But, like, there's also an app where you can take out audiobooks, and, like, a library app or something.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. Heidi told me about it, actually. Take it out at the freaking, take the book out.
They have audiobooks at libraries, so you can always do that.
Yeah. I did a whole audiobook, like listen to this part about the fourth trimester. And I'll tell you, like, here's how many calories, so we don't compromise breast milk. Like, these are the foods that will help you feel more energized, focus on sleep. Like, these are all the ways to nurture yourself. Like, I give you a whole nurture yourself, a whole routine. Oh, it's called Overdrive, ebooks and audiobooks.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Grazie, G.
Prego.
Just going to give away our content. I'm sure you love when I do that. Yeah. But most importantly, like, just chill. Chill, homie.
All right.
Yeah. I have the content.
You have the questions.
So, I have the questions.
I'm in the dark.
Ah. All right. This is simple. Good day. Gotta be an Aussie. But then it would be good day.
Good day.
Yeah. Good day. That's cute. Can you give me advice, please? What shall I do with a full plank exercise so my left wrist doesn't have pain during this exercise? Okay. Straighten your wrist. So come on to your knuckles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Come on to your knuckles. So make a fist. And you don't need to tuck your fingernails into your palm. You just keep the tips of your fingers straight. And if you keep your wrists straight, It will take out the excess flexion that you're feeling. The
I have to do that all the time.
And a lot of people do.
Yeah,
and like even yogis can develop like ganglion cysts in their wrists and stuff. Like it happens sometimes.
Well, in a plank, can't you also just do on your
forearms? Your forearms is also an option. Yeah, yeah. Well, shut up, Cindy.
I've learned too much from you. I'm sorry.
You are. It's your problem.
One more.
Hi, Jillian. I don't really like protein powders or whey powders. What would you recommend as a substitute? I've been doing flaxseed and chia seeds instead. Would you say that's enough or have recommendations? Thank you. Love your workouts, by the way, and your food plan. I'm following the omnivore. Cute. All right. If you don't like the protein powders, don't take them. Yeah, don't take them. It's just a supplement. You can get protein from chicken, eggs, fish, plant, like the quinoa, certain grains, beans, nuts, like... If you don't like them, don't take them. I mean, it's just that it's just
sound advice.
Yeah, for me, I use them as baking substitutes. You know what I mean? Like I'll use whey instead of flour in pancakes or muffins, just because it's protein and not processed carbs.
Oh, what a great idea!
Yeah, I mean, I love collagen because I want the. I don't eat a ton of animal products. In fact, I eat pretty little, but I eat enough so I don't get the nutrient deficiencies. But I like the collagen, and I want the MSM glucosamine. Like, I notice a difference, hair, skin, nails, joints. Mm. You don't like it? Don't take it. You don't need to take it. Maybe try bone broth. Have an egg or two here and there. Like, you can still get it from your food. Mm. If it's making you feel, you know, like, again, I use it as a substitute for processed flours in my cooking because it's just protein instead of processed grains. Like, yeah, that's going to be a way better option. But it's not the world won't end. Mm. It will not end. It's a supplement, meaning we're supplementing your diet. You don't have to do it if you don't like it. All right, how'd I do?
I think you did really well, and I appreciate it. And that's it for this week.
Good day.